I like your style, dude.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
Thank you. Yes, and that was the beautiful sound of a Silvermount Zion band, and it was the song 13 Angels Standing Guard Round. That's with an apostrophe. This is Dr. Groove. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless. I hope you enjoyed the introduction. That's my mom at the top of the show telling you. This is Dr. Groove on Radioactive International. You can email the show at radioactive.groove@radioactiveinternational.org, and that'll come straight through to me. I hope you're going to enjoy the show. I've been sick for quite a while now, and so I got this impression that this show will be quite mellow. Then we started off the show with something by B. Fleischman with The Rise and Fall of a Drinker, and then there was Silvermount Zion. And I heard this song by Johnny Cash, which I wasn't familiar with because I was playing Battlefield 3. And I think it's got God's Gonna Get You. And I think that's what I feel like when I'm sick. So that's what I'm going to play next. And after that, I've got a story for the next tune, which will be something beautiful from Eno back from 1975.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Yeah, God's gonna cut you down. That's according to Johnny Cash. So what we're gonna go for next is Sailing on a Big Ship with Brian Eno from 1975, taken from Another Green World. So this is kind of sailing back into good health, at least that's what I hope, after 2 weeks of this shingles nightmare. So the shingles gods have cut me down, but I'm coming back. You listen to Groove on the Wireless.
Thank you. Look, niggas really wanna beat they chats for B-A-N-K-S. These niggas be gorillas with a pancake flash. These niggas be vanilla, the chips be legitimate. They just want the pumpernickel sis and the linens with them. So since you vanilla men spin, can my hot fudge bitches get rich or vanilla friends? Hey, I'm the licorice bitch. You know I'm looking for these niggas if these niggas is rich. And make hits, motherfucker. Do you jiggle your dick when your bitch pop singing on a licorice hit? You know,
can I get your eye, sir? Can I be what you like? Yeah, I could be the right girl. Tell me if you like your lady and mine like color. Can I be your type? Yeah, I could be the right girl. Tell me if you like your lady and mine like color. Can I be your type? Yeah, I could set you right. Whoa, how are you tonight, sir? I'm living my life, oh.
I'm the licorice bitch, you know I'm looking for these niggas if these niggas is rich. You got creme 50 colors in the blue eye too high. I wanna get the number, take it to 12 line. Maybe we slumber, we could whoa, you don't do yay, but if you want to, fine. Your fantasy could get that pitch black, cause it's gonna rupt if you slip in betwixt that black snatch. You like the Zach or black cat, I'm eliminating where you was at, my stash at. Huh, I bet you been extra gas, but you really wanna touch up on the molasses ass. But you really wanna tuck up on the kids at today, cause the kids ass is shade. You wanna cuddle with your bitch at the eight, but I got a dip, I got to get that the cake. Lot of skill like to make, and the dick don't fuck up any skill like for banks. No issues picking money over her hat, yeah, beige and she just wanna see the best in Greece with some gentlemen and check these beats in the sun. He just wanna see the wet, wet weave when I'm swimming in the West Indies. And it's the top and catch these greasy, but it could be terror, I'm auntie. Nigga. That I be on that black girl shit. That black girl pin up with that black girl dip. That black girl spin up on your whack girl tip. Ain't official till they been up in that black girl kit. Pick out your mans and attack real quick. I'ma hit him with that venom in that rap girl hip. I slip out the denims on that black girl fit. Get that Remy and it didn't hit that black girl switch. Bitches let it tan for the summer and for the haters. Quit that chit chat and get your paper quote. Send them in the cherry melange, bitch. Verbatim when they speak about your face and the clams with the flavors. You get that instimulator. Take a lick up on my genital, then sip the saver. Do your mans and his licorice interest a favor.
I could be the right girl. Tell me if you like your lady and mine like color. Can I be your type? Yeah, I could set you right. Whoa, how are you tonight, sir? I'm living my life. Oh, hope you feel alright. Yeah.
Welcome back to the studio. This is Dr. Groove, the physician who needs to heal himself. And the last three songs that we heard was, first of all, Big Ship, taken from The Big Ship, taken from the amazing album by Brian Eno, Another Green World, back in 1975. Quite groundbreaking stuff. And I remember reading about that song specifically in a novel called The Fortress of Solitude by Jonathan Lethem, and I recently read his other book, Motherless Brooklyn, and I don't think it's as good as Fortress of Solitude. There you go. Followed quickly by Motormouth herself, Azealia Banks, with her Filthy Talk as usual, and that track was called Licorice. And then after that, a band called Holy Fuck, which I love just saying Holy Fuck, and tried to get my mother to announce the act last week. And she was going, that's terrible, although her language, because frequently verges on terrible. And that track from Holy Fuck was called 1MB. So that's it for the moment. I'm going to get a bit strange, weird and wonderful in a minute. I have got to get back to work, so we're going to start off the next set with a little something from Tom Waits, and it's Get Behind a Mule. So it's really a lesson for all of us about what we have to do. Get behind a mule in the morning and plough. That's what we all have to do. So that's what I'm going to get busy doing now.
Jimmy the Harper with a hard little pistol and a lariat. She going to the bottom and she going down the drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. She got to get behind the mule, yeah. In the morning and plow, yeah. Got to get behind the mule. In the morning and plow. You got to get behind the mule. Chops with the axe in the woods. You got to meet me by the fall down tree. A shovel of dirt upon a coffin lid. And I know they come looking for me, boys. I know they come looking for me. Got to get behind a mule, yeah. In the morning and plow. And get behind a mule. In the morning and plow. Get behind a mule. Morning and plow. Get behind a mule. In the morning and plow. A big jack girl was 8'1", and he stood in the road and he cried. He couldn't make her love him, couldn't make her stay. Tell the good Lord that he tried. Got to get behind a mule, yeah. In the morning and plow. Get behind a mule, the morning and plow. Yeah. You got to get behind a mule, the morning and plow. Got to get behind a mule, the morning and plow. Dust the trail from Atchison to Placerville on the wreck of the Weaverville stage. Beautified, beaded for a lemonade. I was stirring my brandy with a nail, boys. Stirring my brandy with a nail. Got to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Get behind a mule in the morning and plow. You got to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Get behind a mule. Morning and plow. sons of the widow James, Jack the Cutter and the pockmarked kid. They had to stand naked at the bottom of the cross and tell the good Lord what they did. Tell the good Lord what they did. You got to get behind a mule, yeah, in the morning. Get behind a mule, yeah, in the morning and plow. You got to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Punctuated birds on the power line in the Studebaker with Birdie Joe Oaks. I'm digging all the way to China with a silver spoon while the hangman fumbles with the noose. Boy, the hangman fumbles with the noose. You got to get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Get behind the mule in the morning and plow. You got to get behind the mule in the morning and plow. Get behind the mule the morning plow. Pin your ear to the wisdom post. Pin your eye to the line. Never let the weeds get higher than the garden. Always keep a sapphire in your mind. Always keep a diamond in your mind. You got to get behind the mule the morning plow. Got to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Got to get behind a mule in the morning and plow. Got to get behind a mule in the morning and plow.
Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name? name on first base.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on third?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Will
you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, nobody will know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base!
Yes, so that was BNJMN, and they really don't really help by coming up with a name like that for a band, but that was something taken from their last album called Ocean Spray, and before that we had Abbott and Costello. Costello is the dumpy little Irish guy, I think, obviously, and Abbott is the straight man, and they were doing the Who's on first, because I've been sick, I've been doing a lot of watching different baseball matches, and because it's getting to the close and business end of the season, so the World Series is at stake, and I'm all for the Giants because my sister is over there, and they've got amazing names for some people, some baseball players like Buster Posey. I mean, could that guy be anything else except a baseball player? There's also a guy called Hunter Pence and a guy called Prince Fielder. I mean, just great names. Prince Fielder. That was a little tribute to baseball. Going out to the baseball game. It's quite a good game to watch, actually, if you're sick and you're out of your head on painkillers. I might recommend it. It's kind of one of those passive things. I know Don Roscoe, another DJ, is well into cricket. And I think I can see how, you know, life just ambles by when you're out of your head and watching it. So it's pretty much what you could recommend as a way of life. Where are we going to go from here? That's a good question. To the top of the lake, I fear. Aye, 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 aye. Well, we're not going to do Haircut 100. So is New York and New York Noise. Three records released by Soul Jazz. And this was where the post kind of punk scene started to take off and they started to concentrate on dance floor.
on the dance floor, so they turned up the basses a lot and got into rhythms. And the track that we're going to hear is by Liquid Liquid, and it's called Optima. So this is recorded from vinyl and then magically transformed into an MP3 and now sent out across the wonderful world of the internet on Radioactive International. Make sure to donate, hit the donate button if you like what you're hearing, and keep it coming, and get some of the information back to me by emailing me directly, and that would be dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. And also to let you know that there is a release of expected of the new Godspeed You Black Emperor album. So when that comes out, I'll be definitely getting it and playing it. Those are the kind of tunes that we'll be hearing. And we might be hearing a bit more punk later on. So we're going to start getting a bit more lively for the last tail end of the show. We're in the home straight now. Sure, we're all over the sickness and onwards and upwards. Let's be having you.
Gonna be there? Are you sure gonna call back when I'm calling up and not up? Didn't know that I'm sick. Did you think I would quit? Did you think I would hung? Get to hear I'm sick. I'm love sick. Get your heads boom. Like my heart is quick. Can you listen? Yeah.
And as dear old John Peel would say, that one ends a little kind of suddenly. So that was Lindstrom and Christian, I think, with Lovesick. And it's kind of continuing a theme from which came before, back in the New York Noise days, where they started to turn up the amps on the basses and trying to get the music to come from that. And it reminded me of an early punk classic, which Peely used to love. And I listened to, and I'm going to dedicate it to Stu, because he played it out live when I was DJing with him not so long ago, and it's by The Damned, and it's just a hell of a riff. And then we'll come back for the sign off and the end of the show. Oh, and this one starts off with a question that we were all asking ourselves back in the early 80s.
Is she really going out with him?
Like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I've got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange, oh why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. Oh, I better go, or it'll be too late. Like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't
things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good dance, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around like a brand new rose in town.
That was Dominic Ulberg, I think. I hope I'm not mispronouncing his name and saying he's from Sweden when he should be from Denmark. I'm not really sure where he's from, but anyway, the track is called Aeronaut. And that's pretty much it from Groove on the Wireless for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. It's been a test in terms of where I am coming back from my sickness, my shingles. And I hope that you've just enjoyed it listening to the tunes. We've gone all over the place and it's been a journey, which is what I aim for all these shows to do. And I'm going to finish off with a little ditty by Hank Williams, which I saw in a charming film called Moonrise Kingdom. And it's the story of the head of an Indian that falls in love with a squaw. But that love is always going to be, what's the word for it again? Unrequited, I think. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Dr. Groove on the Wireless.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. Indian never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is there any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.